the old metaphor, fairy tale, myth, connected with stories like the Ugly Duckling. They all talk about a certain case of misunderstood identity, mistaken identity. And we tend to look at the idea of a mistaken identity as I should have a particular kind of identity. And so most of us, one way or the other, run through life trying to find who we are. And we try to find who we are by the world around us, which in the story of the Ugly Duckling was the problem. It was a swan that didn't know it was a swan until it saw its reflection in the stillness of the waters. Your natural state, your spiritually natural state, which should be what gives rise to your physical presence and existence, is one of being at peace. That's your natural state. But in this turned around, upside down, quacky world, you sit and your natural state is agitation looking for peace. Your minds are so active. And the reason they're active is because they're looking for some place to rest, something that it can find itself in. But the mind, looking for a place to fit into, can only search the content of its own past and through comparison. And the conflict drives that circle that keeps the person agitated. We are so used to being in an agitated state that peace feels unnatural. Human beings, without exaggeration, are literally whipped along in this world by wanting to be something, get something, do something. Why? So that, I can be at peace. And don't you for a minute, because I can... If you'll excuse the expression, I don't like to say things like this, excuse the expression, I can read your mind. You say, well, that's easy for you. You don't know what I have got to do, what I have to deal with, what my life is like. Your life is exactly like the life of every other animal in the herd that is looking for a place to lay down and be undisturbed. You have inside of you something that is, in some respect, not too distinct from a very natural and beautiful aspect of a wild creature. I don't know, most of us don't get to spend a lot of time around wild creatures. But I can tell you from firsthand experience that they are in a state of total repose until something happens, and then you can't even see them move. They move so fast. And part of the reason for that is because the energy that is required to move from one state to another hasn't been wasted. Suffer yourself. Suffer yourself. Don't sit and stew in yourself, hoping to make a good broth from it. Because until you will do that, you will forever have this steaming, mounting pressure thinking going on inside of you, and you will never know peace. Because there is no peace in that nature. There is no peace in that nature. There is, from time to time, the sense of profiting from something that one has been identified with that brings a momentary feeling like, ah. But as soon as the condition passes, as I've told you 1,000 times, so does the peace of that consciousness, which is no peace at all.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit, Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.